At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. I hope you all had a terrific week, and most importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. When we pray to Jesus, we allow Him to come into our hearts because we're building a meaningful relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and soon we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and let Him handle it. This lets us live in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or anxieties. When I was younger, I had very little faith. I was full of doubt, and none of what I just told you made any sense to me. Then in 2010, miraculously, through a series of events no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about when we become sad and how the Lord is there to help. All we need to do is reach out to Him through prayer, share with Him what we are sad about, and let Him lead us to a better place. On today's show, we'll speak about His will, His way. When we say His will, His way, we are, of course, referring to God's will. As Christians, we often hear the words God's will. But what does that mean exactly, and what do those words mean to us? In the broad sense, when we say God's will, it means His supreme will for all humanity to be saved. But when we refer to God's will for each one of us, it really means God's destiny or His plan. And that's what we'll be talking about today. Many Christians are confused when hearing about God's will or plan. We're taught that we have free will. Well, how can we follow God's plan if we have free will? The answer is simpler than one might think. We have free will to choose many things in our lives. We may choose to become a lawyer, a doctor, a police officer, a chef, or another profession. We may fall in love and get married, or we may never marry. Again, these are choices we make. There are times when God's will or plan may lead us to a specific career path, but in most cases, those types of decisions are left up to us. But where God's will does come into play is how we choose to live our lives as Christians. In the Bible it says, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, "For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people." This Bible verse tells us that the will of God is for all of us to do good, to take care of others, and to lead by example as Christians, putting those who do not understand our Christian faith aside and not letting them affect us in any way. When we say His will, His way, we're acknowledging and understanding that our God wants the best for all of us, provided we believe in Him, trust Him, and show Him our love. Because we do have free will, sometimes we make bad choices. When we do, it can pull us away from our God, so we must be careful to not let that happen. So yes, we are free to make whatever choices we wish, but we should always keep the Lord in our hearts. Follow His laws and commands, and as long as we do, we'll be accepting His will, His way. Understanding how the will of our God affects every one of us is another part of living life as a Christian. We're talking about His will, His way. Because we have free will to make our own choices and decisions, we can go against God's will. But when we do, we always wind up in a bad place. Rather than dismiss God's will, we're far better off keeping the Lord close to us in our hearts and letting Him lead us to where He wishes us to be. In the Bible it says, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." This Bible verse makes it clear that we are to listen to the will of our God, pay close attention to it, and to follow it. The first song I'm going to play today shares a magnificent message. I think we can agree that the most great and wonderful emotion we have is love. The gift of love comes from God, for it is God who gave us the ability to love. God shares His love for all of us. We can love one another, and we can receive others' love for us. When I wrote this song, I thought about how powerful and amazing love is, and more importantly, how incredible is God's love for us. In the verses, we hear that we can make whatever choices we choose, but that we're much better off when we keep in line with what God wants for us. Then in the chorus, we hear what God's love means. The words in the chorus are, "God gave us love, a love that's kind, a love so strong and so divine. His love is love, so great is He. God gave us love, a love so real, a perfect love, so ideal. His love is love, so great is He. God gave us love." Please listen now to my song, "God Gave Us Love."
We choose to live our lives with what we think is right, but no matter, we have God's love. He always knows what's best. Each of us, we are a blessed, for He is there with His love. He loves each of us, truly believes in us. Love is His greatest gift of all. So divine, is love, so great is He. God gave us love, a love so real, a perfect love, so ideal. Is love, so great. It's there, and in our hearts, He's everywhere. God is great, giving us His love. A loving God, our God is just, so devoted, He cares for us. Feel His presence. So divine, His love, so great is He. God gave us love, a love so real, a perfect love, so ideal.
died for us, gave his precious blood to show his love. God gave us love, a love that's kind, a love so strong and so divine. His love.
Right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
As we continue talking about His will, His way, we have to remember that we have free will and that when making important decisions in our lives, we have a choice. We can make them on our own or we can ask the Lord. If we want to stay close to our Lord and let Him lead and guide us, in essence, fulfilling His will for us, the only way we can make that happen is through prayer. Pray to Jesus and let Him know that we want His guidance. We want to follow His way and let Him know that we do not want to make choices without His help. We've been offered a wonderful job opportunity, but we're not sure if we should accept. Yes, the money is better, but it also involves relocating our family and disrupting our children's schooling. There are a lot of factors involved. Well, we can make the decision, especially if we're only focusing on our needs. But if we want to follow God's will, and with that understanding, all those involved, like our family, should be included in making the decision. If that's the case, we need to pray on it and let Jesus help us make the right decision. And if we sense that the Lord is leading us to turn the job down, it will be for a good reason. And who knows? It's very possible that another job offer may happen shortly, one that would not require relocating the family. If we truly believe in our God and accept that He knows what's best, then seeking Him out through prayer is what we need to do each and every time we're faced with making an important decision. Of course, when we are faced with a tough decision is not the only time we should pray. Prayer is like any other skill we wish to master. We have to pray often and build up the skills to communicate with our God. We do this by praying, praying, and praying. We must pray every day, at least once a day, to talk to Jesus, to let Him know how much we love Him, to pray for others, and to ask His guidance on all things. The more we pray, we show the Lord that we understand and accept His will, His way. Because it's through prayer that we learn how to follow the laws and commands of our God. Doing so, in essence, is us following His will, His way. So as we go through the week, reach out to the Lord through prayer and ask for His guidance to make sure we follow His will and His way. Understanding how powerful prayer can be is another step in living life as a Christian. Today's topic is His will, His way. Our Lord will always allow us to make whatever choices or decisions we want because we have free will. However, the more we do things on our own without the Lord's guidance, the worse off we usually become. Eventually, we may find ourselves so badly off that there is absolutely no hope for us without reaching out to Jesus begging his forgiveness and waiting patiently for him to intervene to help turn our lives around. We can avoid all of that by simply staying focused and listening to God, following his will and his way. The next song I'm going to play today is a worship song with a very simple message. The song is called Praying to Jesus. To me, there is nothing more important than prayer, and I always tell everyone that we need to pray often. When we pray to Jesus, we make a connection that becomes a strong bond between him and us. In the song, we hear how wonderful prayer is and how through prayer we can lead much happier lives. In the verses, we hear why we pray and how it helps us each and every day. Then in the chorus, the simple repetitive line of, I pray to Jesus. Please listen now to my song, Praying to Jesus.
I pray, pray into
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 26th Sunday in ordinary time. In the gospel, John says to Jesus that someone was driving demons out in Jesus' name. John informs Jesus that they tried to stop them because the person did not follow them. Jesus dismisses his concern, telling John, "There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me." The rest of the gospel has Jesus using exaggerated rhetoric to make his point clear. The message of the gospel is that following Jesus brings divergent claims and forces together. The Lord calls for discernment and recognition that non-threats are potential friends and allies. I chose Psalm 95 for today. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The message of this psalm, most likely written by David, is that God speaks to us far more than we realize. Too often, we're so preoccupied with our own lives, we do not hear the words of our God, which may come to us through others or events that take place that the Lord has created. We all need to listen closely to the voice of our God. In writing the music for this psalm, I chose to use the ancient text, supported by a contemporary melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 95. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing songs to him. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Letter from God. As you got up, I watched and hoped you would talk to me. Just a few words, such as thanking me for something good in your life yesterday or last week, would do. But I noticed you were busy selecting the right clothes for work. I waited again to hear from you. When you ran around the house collecting papers, I knew there would be a few minutes to stop and say hello, but you never slowed down. I wanted to tell you that I could help you accomplish more than you ever dreamed possible if you would just spend some of each day with me. At one point, you waited 15 minutes in a chair with nothing to do. I wanted to hear from you. Then I saw you spring to your feet. I thought you wanted to talk to me, but you ran to the phone and called a friend. I watched as off to work you went and waited patiently all day long to hear from you. With all your activities, you were too busy to talk to me. I noticed at lunch, you looked around. Maybe you just felt embarrassed to talk to me. You glanced three tables over and noticed some of your friends talking to me before they ate, but you wouldn't. There was still more time left, and I hoped that we would talk. You went home and had many things to do. After they were done, you turned on the TV. Just about anything goes there, and you spent many hours watching. I waited as you continued watching TV and ate your meal, but again, you wouldn't talk to me. At bedtime, you were totally tired. After you said goodnight to your family, you plopped into bed and fell asleep. I had so much wanted to be part of your day. We could have had so much fun and accomplished so much together. I love you so much that I wait every day for a thought, prayer, or thanks. Well, maybe tomorrow I'll be waiting. Your friend, God.
Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Go on, let God show us the right road.